My name is Jeremy Knox, and this is a summary of my paper in Seminar.net, Refocusing the Division of Learning on Education. So the division of learning is one idea, one concept within a broader set of ideas put forward by Zuboff in her 2019 book, The Age of Surveillance Capitalism. I think it's a book that achieved some prominence as a critique of so-called big tech companies. Companies which in recent years have been able to amass significant power, influence and wealth, principally through their ability to collect, process and derive profits from data, the kind of data that we leave behind when we use technologies like social media. So the specific concept of the division of learning fits into that broader picture as an idea about a division, a separation between, on the one hand, those that simply use technologies like social media, and on the other, the owners of the platforms and applications that provide those services. So for Zuboff, this is a very significant division. She terms it the axial principle of social ordering in our time. And for her, the significance of it is that it divides a vast majority of people as simply users of technology, as opposed to, that's on the not so good side of the division of learning, as opposed to a minority of elites on the other side. And they are elites through their ability to understand the data traces that are being left in these technologies by the majority of users, to process that data and ultimately to derive profits from it. So what I tried to do in this paper, and with that particular idea of data-driven technology and division between users and owners, is to examine, firstly, whether that idea is useful for thinking about education. And I do that specifically by looking at another area of research, which is examining the use of platform software in education. And indeed, I suggest in this part of the paper that the concept of the division of learning is useful, and I think it's useful in two key ways. Firstly, as a way of acknowledging that essentially there are other agendas going on when we use data-driven technology in education. And I think the specific concept of the division of learning is a powerful way to surface that acknowledgement. Zuboff uses another term called the shadow text, which she uses to refer to the body of data that is collected from users. And that's distinguished from the surface level of the technology that they're using. So, for example, the user-friendly interface of social media is simply the ways that users of social media will experience that technology, but unseen by them and only accessible and visible to those on the good half of the division of learning, the knowledge elites, those with the ability to collect, process and understand the data, have access to this shadow text underneath. And it's the shadow text that, for Zuboff, affords the ultimate benefit because of its ability to the ability to use that shadow text to derive insights about human behavior that are so powerful in the current capitalist system. So I think that idea is quite important to surface in educational research, which tends, I think, largely to focus on activities of teaching and learning and what might be, for example, going on at the surface level of a piece of educational platform software. I think in research and in our practice, we need more acknowledgement that there may be a shadow text underneath that, and that means a different agenda, an agenda that the platform owners are undertaking, which is concerned primarily with deriving some kind of benefits from the data traces that are left behind by users of educational platforms. be they students, teachers, or institutional administrators. And that agenda may not be entirely the same as the usual kind of agenda we talk about in education, things like enhancing learning or improving learning. It may be much more oriented towards deriving profits. And I think that's one of the significant things that we're seeing at the moment, particularly in the post-pandemic times, is the movement of powerful private companies into education who are providing this kind of software. And on the surface, it may well be assisting particular activities of teaching and learning. But no doubt there is a shadow text underneath where data is being collected, perhaps for a very different purpose. That's related to, I think, what is the second key reason, is that the concept of the division of learning allows us to start asking questions about equality and to start motivating us to weigh up the difference between the benefits that users of an educational platform might experience compared to the benefits derived by the owners of the platform software. And then we can start to examine, for example, the specific kinds of experiences and benefits that teachers, students, and educational administrators get from data-driven platform software. And we can start to think about whether it's the deal is really worth it if we compare it to the kind of insights and financial gains that the owners of the platform software may be deriving. And as I suggest in the paper, there is a growing body of research which is pointing out, in many cases, the impoverished nature of the kind of teaching and learning that is being enacted through the use of educational platforms. Data-driven education platforms which are fostering cultures of performativity, management of student populations, and ultimately monetizing of the educational experience. So that's the first part of the paper, and what I'm doing there is pulling an idea from outside of established educational research, the division of learning, which is from a wider study of technology and society, and suggesting that it's a valuable way for us to think about educational research. In the second half of the paper, I kind of switch that around. And I suggest that the concept of the division of learning itself could do with some development, and specifically some development by looking at ideas that are specifically educational. So what I suggest in the paper is that that idea of learning seems to focus exclusively on the acquisition of skills, the building of technical and practical skills in undertaking data exploitation. And my argument is that I don't think that engages enough with critical questions about the very purposes of engaging in data exploitation in the first place. And that's where ideas from education, I think, could be used to develop a more critical response to what we can do about some of the issues related to surveillance capitalism. And for that purpose, I look at the work of Hurt Biester, who through a number of papers has developed this clear definition of a distinction between learning and education. Biester refers to learning simply as a process, opposed to which education is something that must always have a purpose. It's always something in which you must engage in value judgments. And it's that kind of distinction that I suggest we can use to shift the idea of simply learning more about data exploitation, getting better at it as a way to overcome the inequalities of the division of learning, but rather to, through more acknowledgement of what the educational institution can offer, shifting us to more of a critical position where we can educate people in ultimately the social impact of the kinds of data exploitation practices that we are seeing deployed by these big tech companies. I'll end by saying thank you very much to the editors for inviting me to put this piece together, and of course to the reviewers as well for their very insightful comments that really helped to improve this piece. Thank you.